Welcome to the summer edition of VK7 Amateur Radio News. This was first broadcast on Sunday, December 15th, 2024, and we bring you the latest from the world of amateur radio in VK7. This week, joining you from the Tasmanian Amateur Radio News Desk is Peter, VK7PD. Tune in as we share updates and insights across VK7, broadcast through an array of platforms and frequencies, on DMR Talk Group 5 and a D-Star Reflector 91C, managed by Gavin, VK7 Hotel Golf Oscar, on medium and high frequency rebroadcasts, thanks to our dedicated operators, 1.862 MHz by Graham, VK7 Golf Sierra, on 3.67 MHz by Gary, VK7 Juliet Golf Delta, 7.14 MHz by Dale, VK7 Delta Golf, 14.13 MHz by Justin, VK7 Tango Whispy, 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7 Victor Kilo Tango, and UHF-CB Channel 24 in the Hobart area, hosted by Mark, VK7 Foxtrot Mike Alpha Charlie. If you missed today's broadcast, then you can catch the replay on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF-CB24 in Southern VK7. Thank you for tuning in and enjoy the broadcast. Attention all amateur radio operators, a holiday announcement. Breaking news from the North Pole, the non-denominational winter gift specialist, formerly known as Santa Claus, now embraces diversity and inclusivity, in making his annual world tour on December 25th. Equipped with a sleigh powered by eco-friendly reindeer propulsion, he's set to deliver the radio and antenna of your wildest dreams. Whether you're dreaming of a top-of-the-line SDR, a vintage tube rig, or a stealthy yet powerful antenna to keep the neighbours happy, Santa's got you covered, provided your RF emissions are within the approved spectrum. Rumour has it that Santa's sleigh is sporting an upgrade HF mobile setup this year, complete with a rotatable log periodic array on the roof and a satellite tracker for working DX while cruising through the ionosphere. He's been spotted checking into 20-metre nets during test flights. And let's not forget, Santa is committed to fair play, so his gifts are distributed without bias towards your licence class or contesting habits. Naughty or nice, all operators get their chance to unwrap the gear of their dreams, so long as they follow the amateur code of conduct. So keep your antennas pointed north, your rigs warmed up, and your shacks tidy. That last one might be hard to accommodate. Santa's watching, and he's logging everything literally. Happy holidays, 7-3, and may your Christmas QSOs be merry and bright. Statewide news, SSTV nights. The VK7RAF repeater is back on air again with thanks to Hayden, VK7HH, and Murray, VK7ZMS. The SSTV net was once again statewide and saw the following participants. VK7s, EV, ZAB, TW, HSE, ZCF, and OO all sharing over 20 photos. The week featured a welcome back RAF message, the antenna array for the beacons on the VK7RAE at Don Heads, the dial ranges and an activation at Hawley Reserve, a Tasrail train, a rescue helicopter, wooden boats and a veteran car, Joan of Arc statues in France, equipment for chasing weather balloons and a retrieve radio son. Close-up details of the radio son's electronics and sensors, a portable APRS unit shown at Rist's last Wednesday night's experimenter's night, a small battery charge with OLED status display, checkpoint cruise at the Equine State Championships, AI-generated radio enthusiasts, cool-looking family pet dog, radio contacts map on 6 metres, and the next generation of hams. Note, Ken VK7KRJ's and Steve VK7OO's fully automatic 24/7 monitoring sites allow anyone who has sent an SSTV picture the ability to check them on their pages almost immediately, anytime, both South and North Tasmania. If you missed the net, there are archives of these SSTV nights. These photos can be seen at Ken's and Steve's SSTV websites or on NTARC's website under blogs. Don't forget to use your photos or those that are copyright free. 73 from Andre, VK7ZAB. Broadcast news. Join the VK7AR news team in 2025. The VK7 Amateur Radio news team is gearing up for an exciting year ahead, and we need your help to make 2025 a success. Every week, a dedicated group of over 20 volunteers brings the broadcasting, rebroadcasting, taking callbacks, and tallying listeners' numbers. It's a true team effort. As we prepare for the year ahead, we'll be celebrating some of our long-standing contributors who are retiring. Their incredible contributions have left a lasting legacy, but they also leave behind some big shoes to fill. This is where you come in. If you're a regular listener, or even if you're just discovering our broadcast, why not join the team that brings it all to air? There are plenty of roles to suit your skills and interests. Compilers to gather and organise content, readers to deliver the news on air, broadcasters and rebroadcasters to ensure the news reaches our audience far and wide. The more volunteers we have, the lighter the load for everyone, and the greater the reach of our vibrant VK7 amateur radio news community. Interested? Let Justin VK7TW know. You can reach out via email, Discord, or on the repeater. Your enthusiasm and support can make all the difference. 73, Justin VK7TW. QSL News. Report from Herman VK7HW, manager of the WIA VK7 Inwards QSL Bureau. The updated list of QSL cards held as at 28 November 2024 is in the email version of the broadcast. 73, Herman, VK7HW, WIA Manager, VK7 Inwards, QSL Bureau. News from the North. SOTA WWFF Parks Group. The Summits of the Air Worldwide Flora and Fauna Parks Group meets twice weekly, Mondays and Fridays, 10:30 a.m. till 12 at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. For more information, contact Al on 0417 354 410. 73 Al, VK7 Alpha Nancy. Northern Tasmania Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. Two Wednesday evenings ago saw club members attended the Iron Horse Bar and Grill for the annual NTARC Christmas dinner. There was much discussion of the menus, extensive variety of culinary delights, and luckily everyone found something suitable. Orders were taken and service was fast. The food was magnificent. Everyone was happy and the staff were fantastic. A great relaxing time was had by all. We all made our way home, some of us well after 10 p.m, but all thoroughly satiated. Last Wednesday evening was the NTARC's general meeting time again. Even though we are now into summer, the night was a bit on the cool side and the club rooms were decidedly chilly. So thanks to Stuart, VK7FEAT, who quickly stoked the wood heater, Luke Skywarmer, and soon had it ablaze. The wood, not the heater, that is, hi-hi. And the nip in the air was soon removed. We had a great roll-up of members and the meeting commenced at 19:30 hours. The agenda was worked through in about 30 minutes. With the meeting closed, a light supper was brought out and discussions continued on for another hour. This was the last general meeting for the year. See you at the annual general meeting in February 2025. For those of you with good memories, about 15 months ago at a club technical night, Andre, VK7ZAB, was demonstrating his tiny SA, spectrum analyzer, not on display but to display a brand new RF signal in the Launceston area. The new signal was in the 200 MHz area and turned out to be from the testing of the ABC's new Digital Audio Broadcast Plus service for the Launceston area, or DAB for short. You may also remember that Phil, VK7ZPD, stumbled across a pile of Sony DAB Plus compatible radios that were brand new in boxes. He found them at a local recycling depot very near the NTARC club rooms at Rochalie. They were less than 1/7 of their retail price. At $20, you couldn't go wrong. It was certainly ticked the cost-effective box for amateur radio operators. Well, 15 months later, the testing has finished and the service has been officially rolled out and services the greater Launceston area. The following is a hint for members and others that snapped up many dozens of these units. Because of the possible difference in test stream protocol, the new DAB Plus signal will not automatically lock on and decode into the individual channels on these units. The easiest solution is to turn the unit on, press the menu button on the rear of the unit, select Initialize, then select Yes. The Sony unit will reboot and scan for a DAB signal. It will lock onto the new stream, display the correct time, and you will now have 11 new digital ABC channels. Maybe the reason they were being disposed of was this very problem. But who cares? It's an easy solution. Happy listening. As mentioned last week, an email has gone out to all members regarding membership renewal options. By all means, feel free to renew your membership. But importantly, if you haven't received the email and you have checked your junk folder, then drop an email to the secretary with your preferred email address and I will update any address discrepancies. Remember, this week sees the winding down of club activities in time for the Christmas break. You're listening to VK7WI and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Upcoming events. Testnet and TechNet sessions. The last session for 2024 will be this Wednesday, the 18th of December. Commence with the Testnet CW course on 3.580 MHz from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m., then a TechNet on 3.567 MHz from 7:30 p.m. till 8:30 p.m. Your host for the evening is Nick, VK7 Whiskey Whiskey. Clubroom Technical Night Session. The last session for 2024 will be this Wednesday, the 18th of December, commenced at the usual time of 6:30 p.m. at the Club Room, Archer Street, Rochelieu. Coffee Morning. The last for 2024 will be held this Friday, the 20th of December, in the Entark Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon, and we look forward to seeing you all there. So why not pop in and check the QSL cards and join us for a cuppa. There is endless tea and coffee, along with biscuits available for a donation. Finally, a reminder to all members that if you have any items of news you would like added to our weekly roundup, no matter how trivial, then please email them to the secretary at the following address, news@ntarc.net. All items to be received no later than 5 p.m. on Friday prior to the broadcast. That's all, folks. 7-3 from Stefan, VK7ZSB, Secretary, NTARC Incorporated. News from the South, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania. End of year celebration, barbecue and working bee. A huge thank you to everyone who came up to enjoy a snag and help with our working bee. We installed the new CCTV cameras, both inside and outside, which are working a treat. We cleaned up the shack and the workbench is looking spick and span and is all set up with test equipment, soldering stations and tools. We installed a second and third PTZ CCTV cameras in the DATV studio, similar to the type in the main club rooms that is used for the forum nights. These are all remotely controlled from the control desk and are 20 times zoom and autofocus. All the boxes in the DATV studio have been stored and there is now room for an audience in the studio. Again, thanks to all who helped. 73 Justin, VK7TW, on behalf of the Reist Committee. Humongous amateur radio car boot sale. Reist will be holding a huge amateur radio car boot sale in the Queen's Domain compound from 11 a.m. on Sunday, 19th January 2025. Want to sell something? It will cost you $10 to set up your car boot. Then you can sell as much as you want. All profit goes to you. There will be a sausage sizzle on the day with snags and bread at $3 and burgers and bread at $5. Soft drinks available, $1 per can. The Reist Club will be selling 5.4-metre and 8.1-metre portable aluminium masts for very reasonable prices. No need to book, just turn up. 73 Reist Committee. Wednesday Experimenters Nights. Last Wednesday night saw a night covering many subjects. We started with the demo of the new CCTV camera in the studio that replaces the studio camera 2 with full PTZ function from the control desk. We then took a look at the APRS Bionics MT2001 complete with a built-in TinyTrack 3 and a 2-meter 2-watt transmitter that you add a GPS module and it is a full APRS unit. We then moved to the May 10-11 space weather event, and thanks to Rex VK7MO, who passed on an article from the spaceweather.com website about the event on 10 to 12 May 2024 and the effect on the precision GPS-driven farming. Dr. Andrew Kleckerquick from the AAD did a comparison between the Hobart magnetometer and the reference GPS and the variation seen during the event. Continuing with the space weather event theme, and thanks to Murray, VK7ZMS, who passed on a presentation from the AusNOGS 2024 conference about how the subsea fibre optic cables and how the event affected certain cables. We then took a look at the latest WIA AR magazine, then had a blast from the past with a 50-in-1 and 10-in-1 electronics projects manuals. There was a look at the SG Labs new release of a just-released 5 GHz transverters. There was a space weather report from the news group report, thanks to Ben, VK7BEN, and we finished with a reminder of the future training events and activities. We are holding Wednesday Experimenters Group nights over the holiday break. However, there will not be one on Christmas night. Sorry. This Wednesday night will be a very special look at the actual blast from the past equipment. Thanks to Ben, VK7BEN, there will also be some AI Christmas shenanigans and much more. On a Wednesday night, people start arriving at the night around 6 p.m. and many bring their dinner to enjoy. There is always much discussion, experimenting, playing, talking, drinking coffee and tea, serious cunning plan developments, and general amateur radio shenanigans and world problem solving in the club rooms as well. We stream the nights on the Reist YouTube streaming channel, and we also go out on RF, DVB-T, 7 MHz, standard definition, on 445.5 MHz. So if you have a TV set-top box or USB DTV dongle that you can tune and scan 445.5 MHz, and you can see the Queen's Domain, then you have a good chance of receiving the DATV Experimenter's night signal. Look out for VK7OTC. See you there or on the stream. 73 Justin, VK7TW. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. Reist Training and Assessment Update. Foundation training and assessment days are held every 2 months and start in February each year. Standard, advanced and regulations license assessments are held on the alternate months starting in March. Dates can be found on the Reist events page. Our 2025 training calendar is available and the foundation training and assessment days will be on 2202, 1204, 2806, 3008, 2510. Our standard, advanced and regulations assessment days will be held on 2903, 3105, 2607, 2009 and 2911. For bookings, queries and questions, email reast.assessor@gmail.com. This email is forwarded to the learning organiser, who will respond to all requests. Foundation license training videos. These have been updated to reflect the new class license arrangements, available on the Reist YouTube training and assessment playlist. Additional resources. Check out the WIA Foundation trial exams. 73, Reg, VK7, Kilo Kilo. Technology news. GPS alternative for drones uses visual data from stars. Researchers from the University of South Australia, UniSA, have developed an innovative nighttime navigation system for drones by combining celestial navigation with vision-based technology. Designed for environments where GPS is unreliable or unavailable, and the system uses an algorithm that possesses star-based visual data through the standard autopilot systems. By identifying stars in images captured by the drone and comparing them to a database, the system can determine the drone's location and impressive accuracy, achieving positions within 4 kilometres during tests on a fixed-wing drone. Unlike traditional star-based navigation systems, UniSA's solution is lightweight, cost-effective, and does not require stabilization hardware, making it suitable for smaller drones. This passive celestial navigation system offers key advantages. It doesn't emit detectable signals, is robust against GPS jamming, and is built using commercially available components. These features make it an ideal backup for operations over oceans, in warfare zones, or any environment where GPS signals are compromised. Senior researchers Professor Charvin Chal highlighted the potential applications of the technology across various industries, including environmental monitoring in remote areas and long-duration surveillance missions. The system's resilience to GNSS denial and low-cost accessibility make it suitable for a range of uncrewed aerial vehicles, UAVs, with commercial drones to advanced defense applications. The research is part of the UniSA's broader program to develop key drone technologies for both civilian and defense purposes, with findings published in the journal Drones. Sourced from the Critical Comms web eZine. Regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. Sewing Circle Net. Daily at 3.64 MHz. Commences at 6:30 p.m. AEST. Statewide SSTV Net. Held every Thursday night via the North-South link on VK7RAF, VK7RJG from 7:30 p.m. In the North and Northwest, VK7RJG on 438.55 minus 7 MHz, and in the south, VK7RAF 146.650 minus 600 kHz, CTCSS tone 141.3 Hz to link RAF north-south. Statewide microwave QSO party. Following the Sunday broadcast, callback on 1296.15 MHz FM. One group in the Greater Hobart area and another in the Greater Launceston area. Then north-south digital contacts on 1296.2 MHz using Q6560B. Stations in the Launceston area transmitting on the odd minute, southern stations on the even minute. Reist WAGS, Wednesday afternoon group from 12 noon in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. Reist WAGS, Wednesday experimenters group from around 6 p.m. in the Reist Club Rooms, Queen's Domain. SOTA WWFF group, meeting Mondays and Fridays 10:30 to 12 midday at Glebe Gardens Cafe, Henry Street, Launceston. NTUC, last testnet and technet session for 2024, 18th December 2024. Testnet CW course on 3.580 megs from 7 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. and a technet on 3.567 megs from 7:30 p.m. till about 8:30 p.m. NTUC Club Room Technical Night session from 6:30 p.m. on the 18th of December in the club rooms. NTUC Coffee Morning are held every Friday in the NTUC Club Rooms. Time is from 10 a.m. to noon in the Rochalie Club Rooms. Northwest VK7, Wednesday from 8 p.m. local. Northwest Tassie Amateur Repeater Group, net on 2 metres, VK7RMD and node 56780. Northwest VK7, Thursday commencing at 8:30 p.m. local, Northwest Tassie 2 metre DX net 144.190 USB. Events worldwide, December 25, the non-denominational winter gift specialist delivers the rig of your dreams. Reist, January 19, 2025, car boot sale of the century and sausage sizzle, Queen's Domain Club Rooms from 11 a.m. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Newsreader VK7 Whiskey Whiskey, repeaters Reist NTARC, and in the Northwest thanks to NWTARC, West Coast Radio Group, VK7AX, VK7JH and VK7DC. 160 metres VK7GS, 80 metres VK7DG, 40 metres VK7TW, 20 metres VK7ALH, 10 metres VK7JGD, UHF CB24, VK7FMAC, DMR Talk Group 5 and D-Star Reflector 91C VK7HGO. A huge thank you to all people and organisations that assisted with this broadcast. That wraps up this week's edition of the VK7 Amateur Radio News. We hope you found it informative and enjoyable. You've been listening to VK7WI, and if you've just tuned in, you've just missed our live broadcast. But don't worry, you can catch up with the rebroadcast on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RAA in Northern VK7 and VK7RHT and UHF CB24 in the South. We encourage you to share your news, stories and updates with us. Email your contributions to vk7arnews@gmail.com. For more information about the broadcast and to join the discussion, visit our VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. Remember, this deadline for submissions is 2100 on the Friday before the Sunday broadcast. Stay tuned for callbacks on the frequency you're currently listening to. Relay stations will use their own call signs during this time. On behalf of the entire VK7 Amateur Radio News team, this is Peter, VK7PD, wishing you 7-3, stay safe, and have a fantastic week.